Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 62 called Focus. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my kind of sporadic at this point podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, and cat photos on my Instagram at Dull Oxide. So today's episode, Focus, is kind of something that I've noticed that a lot of my friends have a hard time doing, I guess you could say. And this is no one in specific, but I find that actually a lot of people have a hard time focusing on things that actually matter. You know, people either get worried about these little petty things, or they're worried about very small problems that they might have in their home lives, and they're not taking a look at like the whole big picture. Some examples of this might be like, let's say that you live with a roommate and your roommate isn't necessarily clean, but they pay their rent all the time, and, you know, besides them not being clean or them being slightly annoying, it's not that bad of a roommate situation. As that example goes, you know, trust me when I say that there can be roommates from hell and then there can be roommates that are decent. And while most people probably prefer roommates that are friends, that they get along with, that stay clean, that listen to you, you know, there are ghost roommates that you could have that maybe rent a room from you or are renting an apartment with you that you never ever see and that are relatively clean and quiet, which can also be good. And then there can be the roommate from hell, of course, that, you know, has dogs or cats or something that shit all over the place and mess the entire place up, or has a psychotic girlfriend or boyfriend that comes over and stays the night and doesn't pay any rent and eats your food. I mean, there's a plethora of different things that could be out there on that people could focus on differently for specifically even just roommates. So I just want to kind of express here that there is the possibility that there are some things that you're focusing on inside of your day-to-day life that maybe don't really matter. And I've started living by a philosophy quite a long time ago that I'm not going to try and worry about things that I can't really control. Now, I'm actually pretty bad at it because I do kind of care about quite a lot of things. But I understand that there are things that are outside of my control. And those things I still do worry about. You know, I worry about them quite regularly. However, not being able to do anything about it and realizing that kind of is like the first step. You know, when you know that you can't do anything about it, then you try and make it better with what you have. You know, in an instance where you have maybe a shitty roommate, but you can't get away from this roommate due to, let's just say, monetary constraints or any number of other things, then, you know, you just try and make the best of what you have, you know, work around it. And I know that's kind of shitty and it kind of is like not the way that a lot of people want to live, but honestly, if they're not literally trying to kill you, if they're not literally stealing from you, and you know they're not affecting your work, which brings in money, then it's not really that big of a deal. The same thing is with work problems. You know, if you have some problem at your workplace and maybe there's somebody that you work with that isn't really the nicest to you, just complete asshole, or you're having trouble doing any specific small task and it's affecting you on a much greater scale, then that's something that you might want to focus on more than, you know, just somebody that doesn't like you at work. You know, it's basically a lot of people worry, in my opinion, about kind of person-to-person interactions a little bit more than they should. You know, honestly, the chances that any one person that you happen to meet, say if you work in retail, that is nice or mean to you, is ever going to see you again is pretty low, unless they're a friend of a friend, or a friend of a relative. So honestly, why worry about it? You know, if someone comes in and they're a complete asshole to you and they happen to, you know, just be just that way because they're having a bad day. Everyone has bad days. You know, if they're just having a bad day and they come in and they start screaming at you and yelling at you because, you know, maybe you made their coffee wrong, or maybe you just don't know anything about what their problem is. You know, you're trying to help them, but they're calling you an idiot, so on and so forth. Then, you know, why worry about it? Obviously, they have some kind of problem. If they don't think that you can help them with it, then just move on with your life. You know, if you're doing your job and you're doing your job properly, you've got nothing to worry about. You know, generally speaking, your manager's pretty much going to back you on things as long as you're doing your job properly. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't kind of like fight back a little, you know, be a little snarky if you want to. But honestly, when your job's on the line, it's not really worth it. You know, that's kill with smiles and kill with kindness, not with, you know, telling them what's up, because sometimes people just don't like hearing the truth. And now on the greater scale of kind of focus on what matters here is that I feel like a lot of people are really worried about the here and now, and they're not worried enough about the future. Now, obviously, future planning is a pretty big deal, but I think that people don't quite take it as seriously as they could. You know, for instance, you know, maybe you're renting an apartment, but you should be saving up to buy a house. Maybe you need to live in a little bit cheaper apartment to save up a little bit more to pay off your bills. Unfortunately, most things kind of revolve around money. Most problems, I want to say, are with people or with money. And if you've got a problem with neither, then you're probably having a pretty great life right about now. But realistically, everyone kind of needs money to survive, and everyone has to interact with people in some way, shape, or form in order to live. You know, you got to either go through and talk to somebody that's delivering something to your house if you need to get a package, or, you know, if you need to sign for something. If you have to go to work, you generally have to interact with other humans. And in order to earn money, there's, of course, a million different ways to earn money to make a living so that you can, you know, hopefully go forward and live your dream. And that's kind of where everything goes to. You know, let's say you're unemployed right now. You're unemployed right now. What should you be focusing on? You should probably be focusing on getting a job. So how do you go forward and get a job? Well, if you don't have a job, you apply for jobs. All right. So what makes your best chance of getting a job? Having a good resume, probably, and then showing up in person and asking if you can get hired and calling in and making sure that you're presentable when you do go into these locations to ask if you can be hired. You know, all of these things contribute to you getting a job. But I feel like people focus more on, you know, oh, well, I need a job that pays a certain amount or that's in a specific field and things like this. You know, obviously those things are important because you want to like your job, but realistically, you know, most of the time you just need a job because you need money so that you can just pay next month's rent or the bills or your car payment or for gas and things like this. And while you might have to take a job you might not necessarily like, that could just be a stepping stone. So a lot of this has to do with, you know, planning, which I mentioned before, future plans. And I feel like a lot of people probably don't plan as well as they should for a lot of things, and that's kind of where they start to lose focus, you know? If you're in a dead-end job and you don't like your job, then maybe you should focus your efforts on trying to get a better job or trying to move into a position inside of your current job that could complement a position outside of your current job. You know, when somebody sees maybe on your resume that you have experience, as a sales manager, then maybe applying as a manager for, I don't know, a general manager for stores or anything else might look like it's a little bit easier for you because you have management experience. You know, there's a ton of different ways that you could try and really focus in on what your goals are. And I feel like a lot of people really don't do that. So I'm just curious, you know, if currently you are having trouble focusing or if you're really great at focusing, maybe what are some tips for people that aren't really great at focusing or that can't really achieve their goals because it's not something that they should be focusing on? So basically, you're asking right now, maybe, how do I focus? And, you know, I dropped a couple of little hints in there while I was going. The way that I focus on things is, as I stated, I make goals. So if you have one very large goal, for instance, whether it be like buying a house, or maybe to you a large goal is something a little bit simpler, like getting your own apartment or buying a car, you know, if you have these goals, then you take little steps along the way, you make little goals along the way to be able to achieve so that you feel like you're making progress at least, you know, for instance, if you're trying to buy a car. So if you don't have a job and you're trying to buy a car, you get a job and you start saving up money. Once you start saving up money, you start putting a little bit of that money aside to buy a car, whether it be 50% of your paycheck or a quarter of your paycheck, whatever you might need to do. And then once you achieve your goal, let's say you want to save $2,000 to buy a used car or to put down as a down payment for a car, then you'll be able to go forward and put down that down payment or buy that car, and you'll have achieved your goal. And then you can go and you can make an even greater goal for the next one. Maybe you want to buy a brand new car, or maybe you want to, like I said, move out or buy a home or a condo or something like that. Get a better job because now you have a car, so you have a greater range that you can go to get jobs that pay higher. You know, all these things are steps inside of the grand plan that you might have for later in life. You know, there's a lot of things that you could do to achieve those goals, and taking the small steps forward that you can achieve and get those small victories along the way makes it just that much easier. So that's really how I try and focus on things, guys. And, you know, obviously everyone has their own methods, but you know, I think that if everyone could just focus a little bit more on things that, you know, are more important and not the things that are like little piddly shit, it's probably going to make your life just that much better. And honestly, all I want to see is everyone succeed. So that'd probably be a really great thing if we can get everyone focusing. And by focusing and by achieving your goals, it makes it that much better for your friends because they see you achieving these goals and maybe ask for your help, or maybe you can give them help in achieving their goals. And it's just kind of everyone working together like friends and family, you know, giving to each other what they might need. So if you have any suggestions on ways to focus, by all means, do comment down below. As always, please do like, share, and subscribe to these episodes. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, by all means, message me or leave a comment. I'm always happy to do something interesting. You know, I'm kind of at the end of my rope for doing podcasts these days. That's why they're kind of like random topics or going off of things that are kind of specific inside of the news I feel like my viewers might enjoy. But that being said, thanks again, as always, for joining us today. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.